All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. And tonight at 7 p.m. was their local meeting. And the next local meeting will be on May 17th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're now looking for portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please.
KD2WI Mobile.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI Mobile. Pete, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm on my way home from the Boonville meeting. I dropped off a computer, and I called another guy. I told him I didn't know exactly when I'd get out. He decided it's too late, so he's not going to come over and pick it up. And, boy, it's really nice. Full moon, I think it's tomorrow, maybe. I don't think it's quite full, but it's awful close, and of course it's clear, so kind of a nice night, although not all that warm. And I was up in the Adirondacks, went to the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting last night, and I think we were there about two, three hours, I can't, it was close to 11, I think, when I got home, so say 10:30. Did our digital communications workshop, getting FL Digi, FL Message installed and operational. And we had Tom Dick, section manager, came down from Saranac Lake, and one of the EC from Montgomery County there, N2KAE, came off, and EC from Hamilton, and club president. And I did a lot of computer cleaning up. Nothing to do with FL Digi, but they were having problems, which was a constant in there. They didn't get installed right. And of course, when I took a look at that, I said, oh, look at all this other junk you got in here. We did a little computer clean up, and actually could have done more, but, you know, it's only so much time. Get everybody on the operation, be able to send them a message to, and I don't know what happened there. I'm just going to stop here, I'll just get word. And
all right, Pete, yeah, you were making pretty well into the repeater and then just started fence posting towards the end there. So, hopefully if we're still here, if you want to check back in when you get a better spot, I'll keep an ear for you. KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Normally we would take Echolink stations, and I'm on my laptop, and I see that I'm the only one in Echolink at this point, but I will keep an eye in case I do see someone pop up on the screen. So I'll now move forward and take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA to you.
All right, WA2U, John, I think there may have been another station in there. Hopefully, if that other station can get to a better location or increase their power, we'll try to catch you after we chat with John. John, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, Kevin James, WA2U. Well, good evening to you, and good evening to Pete. I'm not sure who else is on that frequency. That's all I've heard so far. Good evening to anyone else out there on Echolink. So, boy, missed the net last night. I was monitoring a frequency, and I forgot to shift the radio over. I thought, well, there's no net. Another VHF frequency somewhere in the fire band or police band or something. Anyways, not on this frequency. So I had a good day today. Today I installed a tech and hour meter on the new Echo Bravo EB2000i Honda generator. Got that done today, and I got the meter and from Honda, and I put it on and had to decide where to put it on the generator. It was quite a challenge. I've got it really quite tightly packed. They do not waste a lot of space in there, so got that put on the end and all secured with the zip ties, and so now we have a tachometer when the generator is running, and also a gives you how many hours the generator has been running when you shut it off. That's kind of neat. We fired it up by here on the back deck, and boy, is that quiet. I turned it on and put the choke on, and one pull it started right up. It still had some fuel, and we picked up the generator Friday in Syracuse, and very, very pleased. Looks a lot like the Generac that I had before, that now I believe is in Pete's garage, but instead of oranges, it's red, and they've made some other modifications. We went with the EB series versus the EQ. EQ has a 12-volt output. This has a built-in GFI, so we're pleased with a little bit of different fuel kind of hookup. You can get another tank and expand the fuel usage, but kind of a neat thing for, we've got we have a Honda here for the house, much bigger for the house, but I wanted this one for the camp. So we're all set with that. Chatted with a friend of mine today, this evening, and we're going to go over Saturday and check out some hemlock. I want to build a deck over there. Not huge, only about 8 by 12 or something, but it'd be nice to sit outside on. So looking forward to that, another project. And got some emails, and our neighbors hope to have their house done by the end of May. A little ways across from us from the road, about 100 acres of land, and they're going to be building a house up there. So they now have their address. Pretty exciting. So they stopped over for a Sunday, but we weren't around. But they're going to be up next Sunday. So it's kind of nice because the property's been vacant for like 50 years over there, at least that. So they're excited about moving up here. And a bunch of things going on. Kathy today worked on some signs for the garden club that she belongs to. I put the signs together, and she took them over to her friend's house, and they set up an area in the garage, and she was busy painting them. I guess they're going to work on some of that tomorrow. So that's about it. Pete's out on the road. Maybe there'll be some other people joining us. It seems like there was a... Well, I know, and it's all the voting stuff going on today, but because of Kathy and our party that we belong to, we cannot vote today. So, if you're Democrat or Republican, you get to stay home. Totally late to you, back to that.
All right, John, yeah. Good point there on that. My mom found that out today because we went out to see if we could go to the polling place, and because she wasn't one of the main two that was at the Centauri. So she took a voter registration home, and she goes, I'll fix that problem. So the next one she should be good for, and that'll be excellent. So, all right, with that, I'll still keep the floor open here. This is KD2FPM. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete. Yeah, boy, you're nice and clear there. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, I just got back in the house here and running back and forth, bringing things out of the car. I was pretty well loaded up with a couple of my laptops I brought to do the digital stuff with at the meeting, and customer one that I finished up and was hoping he would come over tonight and get, but it just got too late. And a bunch of other stuff. I've been taking my wash home like I was in college. My washing machine here quit a long, long, long time ago, and I never got around to I think I could fix it. But it requires moving a lot of stuff out of the way in the middle of the back room here so I can move, and then I gotta move things out of the way, and then I gotta move the dryer out, you know, into the middle of the room somewhere to get to the washer, which is, of course, you know, back in the corner. It's just like a little cubby hole there. So if it was in a bigger laundry room, I'd have had it done real quick. But it's been years, literally, and so I just have a lot of stuff. There's the laundromat right here in Glenfield, so occasionally I'll go there, but most of the time I go home a lot and, you know, visit, so I just throw some stuff in and just throw it in the wash up there. It's not a big deal. It'd be much more convenient to do it right here, but I haven't got around to troubleshooting the thing. I don't know if it was clutch or that, whatever, I don't know, but... Anyway, like I said, last night, went to the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting, and after the actual meeting, I figured we'd spend an hour and a half, it was more like three, and worked on getting computers set up and transferring a basic, sending a message and sending a formatted message using FL message, and radiogram ICS-213, whatever, which is really slick when you see it work, and it's just so much better than doing it by voice for any kind of a lengthy message in particular. And it's not as easy, and technically it's not really very hard, but if you're computer illiterate, it's hard, and which it seems to me is pretty pathetic if you're a ham and you can't work a computer, you know, but there are people like that. So we got a few guys going there, got their problems ironed out, and we'll be doing some more of that. And if I do field day, I'm going to do some digital, even though it's not really my favorite. You know, I'm not a big sit in front of the screen and make PSK31 contact, but it works pretty good, actually. So that's, among other things, we talked about tonight is field day, and do we want to do one? Between the clubs, whatever. I've got two, three people at least here, the new guys that are, maybe another one by field day actually, are quite interested in emergency communications and portable and, you know, battery operated and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And we haven't really talked about it too much, but I know they're interested. And then in Boonville, at least one of the guys brought it up. He does CW, so that would be good. You know, he gets the 2 points per contact for that. And we talked about maybe doing it up here at Whitaker Park or the fire department, the 3G field day grounds, which I think in a way is better because we have it to ourselves. We've got pavilion, you know, the roofs and stuff like that. On the other hand, Whitaker's a higher elevation. Here we're tucked right down by the river. And I don't know where I'm not sure where the mosquitoes are going to be worse, really. Tigers, you know. And so we don't have to put up with that. But I don't know. So anyway, hopefully people will decide if they're interested and make some plans. And if I do it here, I mean, when I do a real field day, I want to set up, you know, work. I'm not going to work 24 hours, but so to speak, you know, the whole operation, so fairly late Saturday night till you get tired of it, get up in the morning and do some more, have food. The Long Lake group does a really good job, and you don't go away hungry, and, you know, everybody kicks in like 20 bucks or something, and a couple of guys just make their favorite stuff, and it's just fantastic. And that's the kind of thing you want. I mean, we don't have to quite get that fancy, but, you know. In any case, we've got a while, but end of June will be here before we know it. So, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, always glad to hear about all the ongoings and whatnot. So, wish I could have been there tonight for the meeting. Unfortunately, I'm kind of nursing a bad U joint. I found it out the other day as I was driving down the road on the front axle of my Jeep. It seems to be the right side for some reason. That's the longer shaft coming out of the differential, and for some reason that one, it just seems to trash the U-joint quite easily, and it's like I can maybe get 6 months to a year out of a U-joint on that, and it's not like I am always doing sharp turns or anything, so I'm not really sure what the deal is, and I do get it in quite regularly to get it lubed, so hopefully for next month's meeting I'll be able to make it, because I would love to see some of that FL Digi that you're working on. So, all right, with that, I'll keep the floor open here. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Taking calls from regular members and guests or anyone that would like to check in for that matter. Come now, please.
This is 82 AIC. Good evening.
Okay, Net recognizes KD2AIT, Jeff. And Jeff, be advised, last night I ran the Net remotely after we got out of the Onion Amateur Club meeting. Boy, I'm dyslexic here tonight. And your dad stopped in to say hello, so just happened to keep an eye for him. I was lucky enough to catch him really quick. So, all right, go ahead, Jeff, take the floor. It is yours.
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Well, we haven't been around lately. A little bit run down the state for a while. We are a good friend and then no public down. But we're back, and we're checking in a little more often here. Anyway, not a lot to report. Just been working, ramp the camp, got some stuff off a bit today, and ran a couple of errands, and it worked. That's all I had to report.
82 AIC, back to that control. Okay, Jeff. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. And like I always tell you, I appreciate the access through EchoLink, so that's really cool. As a matter of fact, Matt was going to try to be NCS tonight, KD2JWC. Unfortunately, I think he's at a truck committee meeting with our fire department as one of our older vehicles We went to take it to have it inspected to see what's what with it, and as they went to lift the thing in the air, one of the lift arms decided to go through part of the frame. So that made for a very exciting day, and so now we're trying to put together a list of desires, requests, and needs for a replacement rig, and get the okay for probably a little over $200,000 for a brand new four-wheel drive full crew cab rescue truck that will be used to store a lot of our stuff that we use on scenes, and also to run our EMS calls. And our department, unfortunately, does not have an ambulance. We rely on a local agency called CMT, Cooperstown Medical Transport, and or another resource such as the Oneonta, which is a paid district also, for ambulance. But we do have EMS's, EMS providers that do tag along and keep their credentials up. So, all right, yeah, with that, I'll throw another call out for any other members or guests. And if there's anyone that has any questions or comments, come now. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
USDC Mobile.
WA2 with a query for Pete. One, get a chance, W2.
All right, John, I got you down for a query for Pete, and there was another station in there. I was not quite able to hear your call. If you want, try again and just go ahead and take it really quick.
This is Nova 2 Sierra Tango Charlie Mobile, and to STC in Verona. I am, as I said, Mobile name first station, Sierra Tango Alpha November. I've often listened, never check in. I wonder what the EchoLink node number is. Over.
All right, that's N2STC. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's my good friend Stan that's out in Utica that has changed over the EchoLink your way to the 147.24, and I wanted to give you a thumbs up for that. Thank you so much. Jeff is the manager for the EchoLink node here. Jeff, if you happen to know what that node number is for this, I'll let you take that. And John, I haven't forgotten you. I'll get you in a moment here. Go ahead, Jeff, if you can come up with that number for Stan. KD2FPM, Net Control. KD2AIT, this is KD2FPM. Jeff, are you still monitoring this frequency? Okay, N2STC, I believe that's Stan, like I said. If you go into EchoLink, I know you can find it under KD2AIT, that's Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango, and add that in, and you should be all set there. And like I say, we've used yours down in the Utica area, which we appreciate. Thank you so much for that. All right, I'll move forward here quickly. WA2U, John, you had a query for PKC2WI, KD2FPM, Net Control.
Okay, leaving a little bit of a pause, WA2U, well, good to hear Stan on the frequency up, KD2AIT. Jeff sounds like he's got a busy schedule there, so. Well, I just had a question for Pete. All my years of being up here off and on, college and stuff in the Adirondacks, and I know there's a repeater up there on 147.165, and in all the areas around here, we often hear them up. I'm just curious, Pete, was there ever a repeater that had, well, I guess Hamilton County, how many repeaters around in that area that are actually, you know, not paper, vaporware, whatever, but actual repeaters? Is there one? Maybe there's more. I'm just curious, and has anyone ever thought of putting something up in a higher location where people can, you know, get in and chat with people from that county? But maybe there's other repeaters that I'm just not aware of. The only one I know of is 147.165, and however many years, I've never been able actually to get into that repeater. So I don't know, Pete, that's a long question, but maybe you got a short answer. WATU, and you can turn it back over to Kevin James.
Yeah, the speculator repeater that was originally Don Hammond, WA2QNN, built that and had it up on the top of Oak Mountain for many years. And then I guess there was some feud and it went to a tower that's up on Melody Lodge Hill. And then somewhere between 5 and 10 years ago, it's now back up on the top of Oak Mountain. But it's we've got like 20 foot of, or maybe it's only 10, I can't remember now, little tower on the side of the shack. And the antenna is a Cushcraft, I never can remember the model number, but it's the big, you know, stacked half wave Ringo, ARX-2B, I don't know, I can't remember which is the big one, which is the little one, but there is a big tower up there, but it's cell tower and county stuff and all that. There's no way we can't get there. So that repeater is a repeater that's basically been in speculator forever. And the now it's the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club, formerly Speculator Amateur Radio Club. Call sign on that is John KC2BMF. KC2BHF, pretty good call sign. And then of course there is Blue Mountain, Hamilton County. You know, that's Blue Mountain. And you know what? I got to look on the website because I don't remember. So look on the NNYARA.net website and it lists everything. And that's been up for a few years, intermittently working good and not. I think it's working good right now. A 2-meter repeater. And I think some additional something's going up there. I think there's been talk about UHF and a APRS Digi, which I don't believe is up there right now. And then Long Lake, there is a repeater there on the top of Mount Spadus, but that's not real high, so it's not a super coverage. And that's about it, because there is no place else, because it's all forever wild forest preserve. So even if you could put, you know, solar power or something, you can't do it because the trees are more important than the people, you know. There is that tower still at Melody Lodge. You know, I don't know. There is a little. I think it. I don't know if it's a. I don't think it's a full repeater. I think it's just a remote received, and that's on the top of the fire tower on top of Pillsbury Mountain, which is a great spot. But that's the state, and I don't think you'd ever get any kind of permission to do anything there, but that would be really super. So that's the long answer, that there is actually 3 2-meter repeaters and a UHF one in Long Lake, and I think there's going to be a UHF, if it isn't already, there on Blue. And I don't think there ever were any others. The only other thing that there ever was on paper was the Phantom repeaters on Blue Mountain Lake on Blue Mountain. They've always been listed, but there's never been anything there. And finally, I got tired of waiting for the great Tony and whoever it is that supposedly was going to do all this stuff, and we just moved forward to down along with Supervisor Clark Seaman, you know, W to CJS and whatever, and we just got something up there. So that's what's in Hamilton. I'd love to see something else, maybe even better, higher coverage, but I think that's to take an act of God, you know, because everything's controlled by the state.
Okay, I'll just comment. Yeah, Blue Mountain is, I think, 146.865, 146.865. Okay, thanks, Pete. WATU, back to that.
All right, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, there was some interesting information there from you guys. Yeah, keep us posted on that. All right, I'm going to throw another call out there for any other stations that may still be out there, because it looks like we have at least one other station waiting, and maybe another in there, too, on Echolink. And we're also looking for any other comments or queries. Come now, please.
2KPR. N2KPR.
Okay, we got N2KPR out there. Go ahead, take the floor.
Okay, N2KPR. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, that was very interesting talk. I got in here just in time to hear it. If you want to go farther north, you got what? Tupper Lake, Serenad, Lake Placid, Pine, Watertown, there's actually quite a few repeaters out there. I was surprised. I could listen to what you guys are talking about. And I used to be able to get into Lake Pleasant. Lake Pleasant. Sorry. And haven't been able to do that in quite a while. But those days are gone, I guess. And just add up, back upstairs, playing bingo. I thought I was doing the calling tonight. Had a good evening. And that's about it, so I'm just going to pass it back to you, Kev. And by the way, when you guys were talking, it sounded like somebody was coming over the top of you. With the same signal strength, so I don't know what it is that's causing it. But I have been hearing it. Back to you, Kevin. And 2KPM.
Okay, Rich, yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. In fact, I had to go back through my log because I knew that you had checked in before. I just couldn't remember when, and it was a while ago that I chatted with you, so I'll give you a quick hello. Yeah, sometimes, Rich, what you're hearing there is on Echolink, if the tail doesn't get dropped long enough on the repeater for us, it'll sometimes drop the audio for us, and we have to basically hit quick transmit to reset the timeout timer on our side in order to pick the audio stream back up. So it's not malicious if it's coming from us. We're just trying to kind of stay in touch, and that way we can hear. So, all right, I'll throw out another quick call. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute check-ins or questions or comments. Come now, please.
WAQ, comment.
KD2, JWC checking in and out.
All right, I lost my transmit button there. All right, we got KD2 JWC check in and check out. WATU, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, WATU, I don't know, Kevin James, it might be just me. Sometimes it's just a thought here. You have other audio that's coming in that's almost equal to your own audio once in a while, so I don't know what if you have another radio on or something, but and I'd be more than glad to, if Matt's going to stay around and say hi. I just wanted to thank Rich again. Rich, if you're monitoring, I know you were today. You came through and helped us get our phones straightened out, and I really appreciate that. It's nice when people are still around monitoring during the day. We always get chats. Sometimes we're always busy, but had some issues today and put a call out, and Rich was there, and he, that's a story and a half, but anyways, he made a phone call, and it straightened out of the phone here, so we're pleased because there's no cell coverage here, and we, it was just a rather frustrating afternoon, but I wanted to thank Rich for that, so I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. Maybe Matt will have more to say, but I just wanted to mention the background noise every once in a while. It's more prominent than your voice. WAQ, just sharing info.
Yeah, John, I'm guilty. You probably are hearing the my 2-meter, 70-centimeter rig on the side, and I'm getting text messages all at the same time, and my apologies for that. So I'm trying to keep things so I can kind of keep in touch because I may have to fly if we have a call or something. So forgive me for that. I'm trying to stay in tune and multitask, and I guess it's not working very well. So, all right, I'll throw out a one last call for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. This is K2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Final call, if I can find my transmit button. Okay, final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries, come now, please. This is K2FPN, Net Control. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2142 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KC2WIP, WA2U John, KD2AIT Jeff, N2STC Stan, KD2JWC Matt, and N2KPR. That would have been Rich. I got those last two backwards. Thank you all for checking in. And those that monitored on scanners tonight, thank you for hanging out with us. I'd like to say 7-3 to everyone that listened and hung out with us. This is KD2FPM, and I will be clear.
Hearing no objection, this is KD2HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oc-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, please transmit "this is," and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. And rekey and continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic, if and only if you have any. Net control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Kilo Bravo, coming to you via the Echolink node attached to this repeater, or linked in with this repeater, I should say. So I would appreciate a nice long pause in between transmissions as well. Stations 4 Oc-10, come now please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N2KPR, good evening, no traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Negative. Good evening, Matt. Good evening, everyone.
All right, let me acknowledge KC2NBU, N2KPR, and KD2FPM. Thank you all for your check-ins. Any other stations wishing to check in to Oc-10 this evening with or without traffic, all are welcome. I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct 10, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With nothing further heard, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct 10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to thank all the stations who checked in this evening, and I'd also like to take a moment to thank Jeff, KD2AIT, for the use of Echolink. It is very much appreciated, and I think it is a very good service to the amateur radio community. I know it may seem like cheating, but it really does help in certain situations, and this being one of them. Again, thank you, Jeff, KD2AIT, and everyone for the use of the club's repeater. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear.
Okay, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and I also appreciate the use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.